changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today is December the 7th. Again, this is from my book, Do You Love God? Imagine that God is writing a little daily message of inspiration to just you. To you, a gift sits before you. Neither the size of the box nor the wrapping paper provides a hint as to what lies inside. What could the gift be? Is it fun, functional, educational, or a smattering of all three? Will it require assembly? Is the gift something you will enjoy for years to come, or is it something you will accept with a half-hearted smile and put in the closet where it will soon be forgotten? Well, you know, today is such a gift. That's why it's called the present. This day will be fun, challenging, and some assembly will be required. But if you give yourself fully to it, today will be a gift you will remember for the rest of your life. Love God. Unexpected blessings, says my friend Jerome Johnson. He's looking forward to them this week. Well, my suggestion to you, Jerome, would be to find some and expect them. Ashley Day says, good morning. Good morning, Ashley. I am super duper excited to do something today I've never done, something I have wanted to do for a very long time. And that is, I'm going to introduce you to and I'm going to interview somebody. And this person is someone I have had the good fortune to know for about 5 years. Several years ago, we were opening ourselves up to doing a new complaint-free trainer program. And we did. We launched this program and it was free. We just wanted to see if we could train people to go out and present the complaint-free message and ideally get paid for it. And several people from around the world applied and we interviewed a bunch of people. We chose 10 and we actually had 10 finish. Now, one person in that group was truly stellar. There were several. Here in the United States, that was one person. And this was a person who just has this amazing personality. And she has not only gone on to present the complaint-free message and get paid to do so back when we were actually being paid to speak, but she has now created her own program, which is getting a lot of attention. Now, when I say program, that's the wrong word. Nobody's going to try and sell you anything today. We're going to inspire you. We're going to teach you how somebody just like you can make a huge difference in the world. And with that said, I need to put in my earphones because I don't need to hear me, but I definitely want to hear Wendy Babcock. Let me add her to the stream here. There we go. And so everybody say hello and good morning to Wendy. Wendy, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Hey, so what is all this behind you? I'm trying to read. I have my contacts in. I love you over your left shoulder there.
Yep. I love you, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck. It's something my grandma used to say.
Oh, cute. Yes, yes, yes. I've heard that. I love you, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck. There was a song, I think. A song. Yeah, bushel and a peck. Exactly. Yeah. So you, real quick, if you would, share with us how you came to be a part of the complaint-free movement. Because I know there was a lot of things going on in your life, and it was just one of those serendipitous occurrences.
It truly was. I was just in a space where I needed to push negativity out of my life and focus on the positives. So I'm a big believer in personal development. So I was listening to an Audible book by Pam Grout. And in the book, she talked about a complaint-free world and mentions Will Bowen. And I remember stopping the Audible at that spot thinking, that's brilliant. What's more negative that we do than complain?
Right.
And so, you know, I started to look into who you were and the complaint-free movement, went to Facebook that day. And that's when you had announced that you were looking for people to do what you do. And here, I just heard about the complaint-free movement. Didn't do any speaking of any sort, but for whatever reason, I just thought, I'm just going to jump in and apply. This just sounds like it's exactly what I need exactly right now in my life.
And now you're our director of training. And we were in the process. Literally, we had put together a webinar. We were going to launch the new complaint-free trainer program because we have hundreds of people who have expressed an interest in becoming a complaint-free trainer. And COVID hit. And it felt several people were encouraging us to go ahead and do it, but I felt it was a little tone deaf to try and say, hey, I've got this program where you can go out and change the world and at the same time make money doing it. When reality is, unless you've got a home studio and a following, right now it's difficult to get booked as a speaker. So we'll get to more on that later on. Right now, I want to talk about how you've put yourself into this flow of positivity. And tell us about the Kindness Bucket Brigade and how that came about.
It honestly felt like a fluke when it happened. Obviously, social media can be a breeding ground for negativity. And I was scrolling my feed one day. I saw a buy sell trade post and it had a lot of comments. So usually that's not a good sign when you see a lot of comments. I mean, we're talking like 80, 90 comments.
Right.
And I kind of just scrolled through a few of them and I saw that people were bullying the original poster. All she was doing was asking for a ride to the grocery store. But the problem was she didn't have money to get for gas. And people just got on there and were just ripping her apart. And I noticed a comment from a friend of mine. She just said something like just supportive and understanding, said, hey, I've been there. I'm a single mom. I completely get it. And she did offer to send her a gas card. But even without the offer of the gas card, I thought what she did was something you don't see much. She didn't argue with the bullies at all. She just simply offered understanding and compassion to the person who was being bullied. And I kept thinking to myself, gosh, if more people would do this, you know, maybe we can drown out those bullies that are on the internet. So I kind of just sat there and thought about, okay, how can I do this? What if I started a group where I could just invite some friends and we would agree if we saw a post like that, we would comment with kindness and compassion and then tag each other in so that we could add more comments, creating kind of a bucket brigade of kindness. And that's where the name came in.
Now, real quick, I want to make sure everybody understands the concept of a bucket brigade. Back before we had hoses and running water, when there was a fire, one person would stand at the source of the water and then pass it. So it's literally you're passing it from person to person. I love the concept. It's a great visual. Go ahead, please.
It's kind of like just a great metaphor, too, for, you know, you put out the fire quicker. And yeah. So the more comments of kindness that we have, the quicker we can put out that fire of bullying. And in my head, I thought, okay, how many members can I get into this group? And I thought, you know, if you've ever created a group on Facebook, it can be like pulling teeth to get people to join something. And so I thought 100. I had this number, this huge number of 100 people in this group that we could all get together and do this. And I announced it on my Facebook page. And the idea just exploded. I had 100 people in that group within a matter of 2 hours.
Wow. Now so, this is, yeah. And this is a Facebook group, you're saying?
Yes.
This is not a page.
Yes.
It is not at all difficult with advertising, like you say, to get hundreds of followers on a page, but to get right. people to go into and join a group. Mm-hmm. Good for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was just astonished when I hit that 100 number, and then it kept growing exponentially. The next morning, I woke up to 400 members in the group, and it kept climbing and climbing, and people were posting and loving this idea. And by, I think it was day 4, we hit 1,000 members in this group.
Wow.
And I was blown away. So I did a live inside the group, ugly cried and everything, because I was just so amazed that people are craving kindness. I guess I didn't see it. It just renewed my faith in humanity a little bit, I think. So people were using it for different things as well. So besides getting on and when we saw bullying, we made that kind comment, tagged in a friend. We used the hashtag so people know why we're there. But inside the group itself, what I saw was interesting is people posting uplifting, positive stories, the pay it forward stories. And I was getting messages of people saying, oh my gosh, I look forward to getting into that group every day. It just starts my day out with positivity and I just feel good all day.
Wow. Awesome. So how can people join? I'm sure we've got lots of people that are going to want to join. This is a free group. You are there. Now, the price of admission is kindness. You need to show up and you need to spread kindness within this group as you or others share stories of bullying, right?
Yes, exactly.
So tell us how we do that.
All you need to do is just go into your search bar on Facebook and type in Kindness Bucket Brigade, and you'll see both the page and the group. So we accept everybody in the group until you prove otherwise. we have had very few people. We've actually had a kind of bump out because, you know, they've left some really kind of bullying comments. So they weren't really getting the concept of the group. And we usually give warnings. You know, we'll put people on post-approval, and we try and handle it with kindness, because even bullies need kindness.
Is yours, our mission is to stop cyberbullying.
Yes.
Bringing more kindness. You have 7,000 members now.
Yeah. And we started it in August of 2019. So we're just over a year. We have 7,000 members now.
Well, that is awesome. Let me see if I can. I'm trying to figure out a way to copy the link. You're still going to stay on here. So do me a favor, if you would, go to your page on Facebook. I'm there. But I will list this. I don't know if that's going to help, but I'm going to post this real quick, and then people can get in there. But we want to give people a direct link. So it's Kindness Bucket Brigade. I found it in 2 seconds.
Okay.
I just gave you a link. It's going showing, so search. So that's probably not it. But check out Kindness Bucket Brigade. Wendy is making a difference in the world. Help her do that by helping spread kindness. Join Kindness Bucket Brigade on Facebook. Let's really get those numbers up. I think we've got 45,000. Let's get her more than we have. Okay. All right, Wendy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Will. I appreciate it.
My honor. Let's get into what it is we want to jumpstart today. And I want to share something with you that's probably going to surprise you. It's one of those interesting things that I learned recently, and that, let me make sure, there we go. I learned this recently, and it has blown my mind away, and I want you to get your mind blown away because of the wonderful things he does. Anyway, we struggle, you and I both struggle, to get things done. I remember listening to my great mentor, Earl Nightingale, once did a story about a man who paid an executive $50,000 for one piece of information. And that was, he said, look, we know what to do. We just can't get ourselves to do it. So what he did was he told them to create a to-do list, focus, and then number them in their degree of importance, and then do only the number one thing, ignoring everything else. Anything that came across their desk regarding anything other than that number one priority was ignored. How about you, though? I've noticed that even with myself, do you ever struggle to get yourself to eat a little bit better, or maybe eat a little bit less, or go exercise or whatever, and why we do everything we do? I want you to consider that everything you do, and take this in for just a moment, is because of status. Status. Now, before you start abusing yourself mentally and going, wow, am I really that? You know what? He's right. I'm very insecure. I just look to everybody for approval, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I notice my hands are green screening out here a little bit. Anyway, he says that, not he says rather, but the truth is that we do everything for one purpose, and it is status, but it is not the status of other people. It is our own status. In other words, it's how we view ourselves. I give money to certain causes. I just got a notification from PayPal. I've got an automatic, I have several causes that automatically come out of my account every month. Now, I do that for status. You think, really? Well, if I was truly doing it for status, I would probably tell you more about it, tell you what the causes are, and even more, tell you how much money I give. But no, I do it for my own status. Status is how good you feel about yourself. So every decision you make, you do to guard and to feel better about yourself. And yeah, that's even sometimes when you don't eat healthy. because in your own mind, you rationalize why it is that it is better for you in that moment to not do what it is that you know you should do. It actually elevates your status. You rationalize. That is, you tell yourself rational lies to make it okay with raising your status by doing what it is you know you should not do. Let me give you an example. Saturday morning, I know I want to get up and go swim or go do yoga, do something that's healthy, that's exercise, but I decide I'm going to lie in bed and I'm going to sleep. Now, why do I do that? Why? Even though I know I should get up and I know that the longer I wait, the more difficult it's going to be to exercise, because I deserve it. Because I work hard and I tell myself all these great things about myself. And as a result, I rationalize. I tell myself rational lies to get myself not to do it. Wow. Everything we do is based on status. Now, even when you consider how we interact with other people, when I first said that everything you do is because of your status, and I'm actually going to do another jumpstart coming up in a couple of days on the fact that we jumpstart, or rather, we complain or we don't complain, all having to do with social status, that complaining is all driven by social status. Now, why is social status important? Why do I care if my neighbors hold me in esteem and like me? Why do I care if my girlfriend holds me in esteem and likes me? Why do I care? Why do I care if I have social status? Why do I care if people look up to me? Because the more they look up to me and the more that gets reflected back to me, the more my own status in my own mind elevates. The problem gets to be when we put other people's status above our own. When we begin to focus on what other people think of us to the exclusion of what we think of ourselves. And more importantly, if what we're thinking of ourselves is shrouded in rationalizations or if it's based in the truth. My personal status is never higher than when I'm coming back from exercising. I have increased my esteem in my own mind by making positive choices. So here's what I want you to understand. You can make negative choices and rationalize and raise your estimation of yourself, your status of yourself in your own mind. You can do the things that you know are not good for you and bring in rationalizations, or you can do things that you know are good for you and improve your status by the actions you take. Either way, you're going to seek to increase your status in your own mind. It's simply why you make every decision that you make. So what do you think? Questions, comments? Let's take a moment and give you an opportunity to sound off as we consider this. Everything you do is because you want to increase your own status within your own mind. Daniel's here. Good morning, Daniel. Great to see you as always. Ed Wilmot says, I'm looking forward to my hand healing. I fell while hiking yesterday, but it's a blessing in disguise. Just don't see the blessing as of yet. I just have to stay open. Ed, I get it. Awesome. Great person. Great perspective on it as always. Wow, my mom said that all the time. I have a mug that says that. Very cool. Glad to hear that. Mary Linda Farrell says, that's fantastic. I'm in. Okay, there's the Bucket Brigade. That's right. These are follow-ups from the Bucket Brigade. Wendy Babcock says, I'll join and watch. Thanks for letting me get the word out to bring more kindness to the world. Everybody check out Kindness Bucket Brigade. I call it altruistic hedonism. Wow, Greg, love that. Way to go. Altruistic hedonism. In other words, feeling good for doing good. Ain't nothing like that. And there's nothing better than the altruism of doing it for yourself. So I want you, as you make your choices today, thank you, Jerome. He says, love this. Hit the nail on the head. As you're going through your day, I want you to realize that as you make a choice over this, or this or this or this. You are doing it to elevate the status in your own mind. And the greatest status you can have in your own mind, the greatest elevation you can receive, doing good for yourself and others. If you simply set that as your number one priority for the people you're going to meet today, you're going to greet, you're going to work with, etc., do good for yourself and others, you are going to have a wonderful day and you are going to dramatically elevate your own status. So remember that and make that choice today. Do what's good for you, do what's good for others, and you'll sleep well tonight feeling good about yourself. Enjoy today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.